Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Next time somebody says, St. Louis, what's St. Louis got?
It's that time of the week when we try to guess where Scott Jagow has been roaming. He joins us here in Studio B, and our guessers today, Megan Lynch, Joe Pott, and me, Debbie Monterey. Hi, Scott.
Good morning.
What are our chances today?
This is a
tough one.
Okay.
It's a small place, but it's specific enough that you might know it.
Okay, we're ready.
Right. Okay, here's your first clue.
2020, my brother came up with the concept. He went to little bodegas like this a lot. And got the Cuban style coffee, the cafe con leche, and the colada. Whenever he came back, he missed it, and he couldn't really find a place to get it.
That sounds good.
A little bodega,
yeah.
What he said,
Cuban
with good
style.
Cuban
yeah.
coffee.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Yeah, no ideas.
Okay.
We have to adjust a lot of our food to be breakfast because it's we close it too. It's the nature of our business. We have a ropa vieja, which is pulled pork with peppers and onions and sriracha mayo and egg on a brioche sandwich with provol, and it's delicious.
Sounds delicious.
Except for the provol. But otherwise, sounds good.
Scott, them's fighting words.
Yeah. Anyway, so it's a breakfast place.
Uh-huh.
He says they close at 2. We've got Cuban, and he actually described
The ropa vieja. Yeah. Love that.
So nothing yet?
No.
No clue, no ideas? Okay.
Fishing is definitely, my dad was a huge fisherman. That's part of the reason why we went down there when we were younger a lot, is my dad loved fishing, and so you do a little bit of everything when you're down there. They have great river fishing and deep sea fishing, so you get a little bit of both in there and eat a lot of seafood. It's a lot of fun.
So he was going to Cuba?
He didn't say Cuba. He said down there.
Down there. Okay.
I'll give you a hint. It's not in Cuba. It's
Florida,
United
maybe?
States, yeah, there you go.
Okay.
Got some Florida. Fishing is a big thing. So if you go in this place, there are quite a few photos of fish.
Okay.
People being
do they
fish
serve
being
fish?
Caught. They do not.
Okay.
They do not. It's not
it's
a seafood restaurant. It's just the decor.
Can you give us a general area?
Sure. Soulard.
Oh. Okay.
I bet somebody got it.
No.
Right there. No, someone listening.
Oh, yeah. Somebody at home going, come on!
Yeah. All right, one more clue.
The guava fruit pastelito it's guava fruit and a vanilla cream cheese wrapped up in puff pastry with cane sugar on top. It comes either hot or as it, room temperature. And it's perfect with a coffee, just as, a side. My mom makes all of those. She's made all of our pastries this whole time, and I'm sure she hates it, but she does an excellent job.
So that's another thing that this place is very specific for is those pastelitos, guava fruit pastelitos.
That sounds amazing.
They always have
made by mom
out front of the counter. They have samples of these pastries that the mom makes all the time. So that's another little thing that's very specific to this restaurant.
I'm concerned about mom though. Does she really hate
she doesn't
it?
Like
they,
it right?
they make her do it. Mom.
She loves it.
It sounds like a family affair.
It is a family affair. It's run by this one family.
Oh, man.
No,
I don't know. Apparently, I have not been spending enough time in Soulard.
Yes, right.
Yeah, I'm drawing a blank.
I mean, there's a city in Florida in the title.
Oh, gosh. Anyone? Anyone?
No?
Miami
no.
something.
Okay. Well, yeah, that's it.
That's the city. I was going South Florida. So.
Just put another word in front of it.
Cafe Miami.
Oh, that's it. Okay. We can get half credit for that, right?
Yeah, okay.
We'll share
it.
Credit.
Yeah. You got it. It's right on 12th.
Okay.
At Russell. It's been open for a couple years, and it is really good. The coffees are good. The sandwiches, so they have breakfast sandwich things, but they also serve more lunch items since they're open till 2. And that's
Robbie
Peterson.
Do they have Cuban sandwiches? Do they serve Cuban sandwiches?
Yeah. Okay. Everything's Cuban flair.
I love a good Cuban
sandwich. Me too.
They have variations on that too that are very good. Wow. So it's not just a Cuban sandwich. There are other things that are variations off of that. And the breakfast sandwiches are pretty, you know, you've got your sausage, egg, and cheese type thing. They do a New York double cheese sub sandwich, which is also very good. They have a lot of cool items.
Field trip.
But yeah.
Serious.
No, seriously, it's right there down the street.
It's not far from here.
It's not far. Anyway.
All right, Cafe Miami.
Yep.
I'm sold.
Me too.
When will we learn more?
Sunday morning, 8:20 and 9:20.
That is Scott Jago, roaming St. Louis.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.